Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing Podcast, titled The Country Lawn, written by George and Becky Lowe Miller. What has happened to those beautiful old lawns where you could pick a miniature bouquet of wildflowers, play with a toad, harvest a tiny wild strawberry, or gather dandelion greens for a tangy spring salad? Modern turf products have made it possible for us to grow millions of identical grass plants side by side, but monoculture lawns demand an arsenal of chemicals to control weeds, insects, and disease. Fortunately, more and more people are going back to the old methods of lawn care. Many folks are not only willing to put up with a few weeds here and there, but we know of one woman who actually planted white and purple violets in her new lawn just to break up the monotony. The foundation for a naturally healthy lawn is a deep organic soil. 90% of a grass's weight is in its root system, so a minimum of 4 to 5 inches of rich topsoil is needed to accommodate the roots. If your lawn comes up a little short in this area, you can improve it by top dressing with a light application of fine compost or composted manure in spring and fall. Fertilizer is the key for a thick turf that will outgrow weeds and provide disease resistance. Getting a soil test is best, but in its absence, apply 20 pounds of a complete organic turf food for each 1,000 square feet of lawn in spring and fall. Lawns need water to grow and prosper, but timing and quantity matter. A deep soaking to 4 or 5 inches once a week in dry weather will encourage deep rooting. Light daily watering only favors shallow-rooted weeds like crabgrass and plantain. If you are anticipating heavy lawn use for games or a picnic, water 2 or 3 days ahead. Proper mowing is probably the single most important practice for a healthy lawn. Most lawns are cut too often and too short. When the grass is 2 to 3 inches long, cut off a third. Let the clippings fly and fall back into the lawn to turn into free fertilizer. And sharpen blades after every 8 hours of cutting.